男人强。
李哲英文。
Be an attacking fighter. A young friend of mine asked me in a letter, what kind of man should I be? My answer was, be a fighter. Another friend of mine inquired, how should I live my life? Again, my answer was, be a fighter. The author of In Praise of the Fighter says, riding on the ceaseless rushing torrent of life, I should pursue and overtake it so as to create an even greater and deeper torrent of my own. If I were a lamp, it would be my duty to light up thick darkness. If I were the sea tide, I would marshal rolling waves to cleanse the beach of all accumulated filth. This quotation reflects aptly the state of mind of a fighter. Fighters are badly needed in our time, but such fighters do not necessarily go to the battlefield with gun in hand. Their weapons are not necessarily bullets. Their weapons may be knowledge, faith, and strong will. They can bring the enemy sure death without drawing his blood. A fighter is always in pursuit of light. Instead of basking in the sunshine under a clear sky, he holds a burning torch in the darkness of night to illuminate people's way so they can continue their journey till they see the dawn of a new day. It is the task of a fighter to dispel darkness. Instead of shirking darkness, he braves it and fights the hidden demons and monsters therein. He is determined to wipe them out and win light. He knows no compromise. He will keep on fighting until he wins light. A fighter is perennially young. He is never irresolute or inactive. He plunges deep into teeming crowds in search of such vermin as flies and venomous mosquitoes. He will fight them relentlessly and refuses to coexist with them under the same sky. To him, life means nothing but continuous fighting. He either survives by winning light or perishes with his body covered all over with cuts and bruises. In the course of the struggle, it is the future that serves as the beacon light to him. The future gives people hope and inspiration. He will never lose his youthful vigor. A fighter will never lose heart or despair. He will pile up broken pieces of brick and stone and rebuild a 9-story pagoda on the ruins of failure. No blows will ever break his will. He will never close his eyes until he has breathed his last. A fighter is always fearless. His steps are firm. Once he has settled on an objective, he will press right ahead. He is never afraid of being tripped by a stumbling block. No obstacles will ever make him change his mind. His eyes will never be hoodwinked by false appearances. His actions are guided by faith. He can endure any hardship or suffering while striving to attain his chosen objective. He will never abandon work as long as he is alive. This is the kind of fighter we now need. He is not necessarily possessed of superhuman capability. He is just an ordinary person. Anyone can be a fighter so long as he has the determination. Hence a few words of mine about being a fighter to encourage those young people who wander about in an oppressed state, not knowing which way to go.